That's disgusting. Welcome.
Wait, did you record that?
Yeah, we're recording right now. That was a lot of burping. The end of a burping fit.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get those. There it is. All right. So welcome to Relatively Subjective. I'm David.
I'm George.
And we are recording today.
We're talking about... what are we talking about?
A movie blockbuster that everyone was waiting for.
Yeah, we're going through these summer blockbusters. Yeah,
everyone loved this one. Loved the first one.
Oh, did they?
Who's everyone? Oh, I'm being sarcastic.
Okay,
right now.
Yeah.
So we're talking, of course, about Jurassic World. Whee! Fallen Kingdom.
Wow, it's fallen. The kingdom is fallen.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're both sober. I guess. If you couldn't tell. We just really don't want to review this movie.
Yeah. When did you see it?
I saw it Thursday night.
Thursday night?
Yeah.
Get it over with, huh?
Yeah, that's how I do.
Yeah.
It's right after
work. I saw it yesterday morning at 10.
You like these morning movies?
No, I don't. It's just that I'd work from Sunday to Thursday and I have Friday off and Saturday I have class.
That's a really sucky schedule.
I know, right? Yeah. Tell my boss. Anyway. yeah.
So we're talking about Jurassic Kingdom.
Let's get this shit over with.
Yeah, so obligatory spoiler warning, we're going to be talking about the whole movie, so if you don't want it to get spoiled, don't listen.
Yep.
But if you do and don't care, like most people should, give us a listen and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yes.
So where we last left off with the Jurassic Park movie
franchise
universe, Chris Pratt was...
Sexy dinosaur hunter.
He wasn't a hunter. He's like a behaviorist or whatever they call
them. Well, no, but he was hunting with dinosaurs.
With them?
He was using his velociraptors, remember?
To hunt?
To hunt the Indominus Rex or whatever.
Oh, well, I just meant like his job at Jurassic World was the trainer of the velociraptors and stuff. Like,
yeah, he was a dinosaur.
He had to
behaviorist,
do that.
Scientist, very sexy scientist.
Really quick, like what was the plot of the last one? They made that dinosaur from scratch using DNA from everything.
You remember the first Jurassic Park that?
No. See, this was my problem. Oh, you can hear it.
Everything.
Do you guys hear The Departed in the background? That's because someone's watching The Departed in the next room.
You should tell them to lower the volume.
You should tell them. You're right by the door.
I was telling you to like text her that she can lower it so that we don't have to interrupt our podcast.
But,
even though we're already interrupting.
But everyone knows what we're doing now.
All right. All right. So the end of the last movie. Oh, you were telling me why you didn't think this movie was like
Jurassic Park. So I don't think that this franchise works as a series of movies because it just makes the humans look incompetent and just like the worst people. Because the first one was great because it was an eccentric billionaire guy, loves dinosaurs, brought them back. Made a Disneyland of dinosaurs. And guess what?
Terrible idea.
It went fucking wrong, as of course it would. Yeah. But you could at least suspend belief.
Some sort of disbelief.
Yeah, and you were just like, this is some guy that gave it a shot and it went wrong and we should never do this again. But
and guess what they did?
And then the second one was they got loose or like they
were trying to bring him back to land for whatever reason, for science purposes, and
it was definitely
loose.
The worst of all of the Jurassic.
I agree.
Movies, right,
I
the second
totally
one.
Agree. And then the third one,
that one was a little. Then I guess no, it wasn't.
It was better than the second one, but not as good as the first one.
Right.
None of these movies have been great, but it was still in that area.
No, and they should have stopped at one. The one movie stands to this day as a great movie.
Yes, I agree.
But the other ones
fall way too short.
Yeah, way too short.
It's not even just like, oh, it was a little bit worse. It was like, it was like a terrible movie.
Yeah, the third movie, they had to get the guy from the first one to go save a kid that was trapped on the island.
Because they were like parasailing too close to the island. Like, where is this island that it can just be like parasailed
to? It should be quarantined. Like,
and,
it should have a huge fence around this island.
That this is a dinosaur-infested island that you shouldn't, like, what?
So then,
especially and the same issues were with this one. So they created this island that they were gonna like make into this Jurassic World, and then they created another island that they were gonna make into like the sanctuary. Like, how are you just creating these islands out of nowhere?
Did they create it, or they were? No, it was a natural island. They were just gonna put them on there, right?
You can't just do that to like all the other animals so
let's,
that were.
Let's go back. So we went over the first three, and then the reboot thing they did, Jurassic World. They just reopened the park.
A continuation.
They reopened the park, and they're super sure that everything won't go wrong this time.
But of course,
let's make a dinosaur that can. Wong. Well, what was the point of Jurassic World if they were their intentions were to make the park better than ever, so nothing wrong could ever happen? But they also created a super dinosaur.
Yeah.
For what?
To drive more people to the park.
You've got to be shitting me. Dinosaurs don't do it enough for you.
That was actually a line in the movie. I think she was like, "Oh, we're adding another attraction," and Chris Pratt's character was just like, "Dinosaurs like bringing prehistoric animals back to life is not enough." And they were like, "Our funders don't think so."
Wow.
Because funders are stupid.
Yeah.
Apparently, and I mean, in real life and in this universe.
And I think the stupid twist was that they were actually making it for military use to sell it or something.
Yeah.
Right?
That was actually the whole reason for Chris Pratt's character, was to be able to quote unquote weaponize these dinosaurs. Which, I mean, if it worked, it would work.
Yeah,
they're fucking terrifying.
Yeah, you can't fuck with velociraptors.
No, even if you used like an ankylosaurus or whatever, I still wouldn't want to be in the path of that fucking
thing. For sure.
Like, it's an herbivore, but it's got a fucking like jackhammer on its tail or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like plated super armored. And shit.
They're
like,
Digimon, basically.
Yeah, honestly, they're.
But yeah, so let's talk about this movie.
Okay, so 3 years later.
Yeah. The love interest relationship thing didn't work out because Chris Pratt's too much of a free spirit.
Apparently.
Or a sexist free spirit that didn't let her drive the van.
And he wanted to live in a van down by the river.
I felt that that Bryce Dallas Howard and Chris Pratt were both phoning this in. They just didn't want to do this. They were contractually obligated. Chris Pratt has... He has Star-Lord money now, so he's this is beneath me.
For the entire movie,
they were just reacting to, oh shit, dinosaur, let's get out of here.
Pretend there's a dinosaur right there.
Just, run away. Yeah.
It's just so stupid. So disappointed.
Oh man. So they
broke up three or however long ago, and he's still building his cabin down by the river 3 years later.
Yeah,
doing God
Cabins
knows
aren't
what.
Easy to build.
He's in his like trailer or whatever.
Yeah,
in
he's singing.
Truck, whatever, having a good old time.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, Bryce Dallas Howard's character Claire
is fighting for the rights of dinos.
Fighting for dino rights.
I was curious to see what you thought about that. I was watching the movie and I was like, oh, David's gonna eat all this up.
Literally the first 10 minutes, I was
like, there's a whole PETA group.
Confused.
Really?
I was just like, because they have the there's a back and forth between what's his name in the in like the courtroom, and he's like the dinosaur
with
specialist.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, like talking to like the Senate about like what to do with the dinosaurs. And then you have Bryce Dallas and Claire like leading this group of like animal activists, whatever, save the dinosaurs kind of thing. So like they cut in between Claire's group being like, save the dinosaurs, we need to, you know, help them survive and shit. And then you have Jeff Goldblum, who's literally just like,
they were
prehistoric beings and we brought them back. For them to die, like... they already did. Like, there's no reason to keep them here because they don't belong to any natural, like, world group. You can't just reintroduce them to the world. Like, that's not what's going to happen.
This isn't their world.
Yeah. So, and literally, that's what he says. And he was just like, let them die. The volcano is going to destroy all of them. Good.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the smart thing to do.
Oh, good.
There's
glad.
No
I'm so
other
glad
way.
You're...
There's no other way to, like I said, reintroduce them to any climate. There's no way to introduce them to anywhere in the world where they would actually thrive and survive.
Yeah.
Without literally killing hundreds of millions of people.
Hundreds of millions.
Or killing and making so many other species on this island go extinct.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to pick one over the other. And I was like, dinosaurs had their time. Like, they did what they did. Let's let them, let's, you know, kill them.
Well, that was the thing from the start of the movie.
And that's literally the first 10 minutes. Is them, like... trying to
they make it like a little political. They have the news tell the story.
They're trying to make it a moral judgment, like should we keep them alive or shouldn't we?
Yeah.
And I was just like, this movie would be over if Jeff Goldblum was just like, don't. And he did. And then I was just like, why is this a movie? So
Yeah.
But and of course, money.
And if you were to get anyone to testify, wouldn't you have gotten the other main character from Jurassic Park? I forget his name.
The hunter?
The guy that wore the ascot bandana around his neck.
He didn't want to come back for this.
Yeah, he didn't want... If he had come back, maybe...
They asked them.
Maybe
just like, hey, you want to be another... He was just like,
he's
no.
He's like, God, no. After the third one,
like what
you asked
what are you
for
doing?
Jurassic World, and I said, no, just don't ask for this. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
But like, so it was really bad. There's this one thing, I guess we'll get to it, but there's this one thing that they introduced to this in this movie that just makes me fear for the next movie.
Well, just talk about
it. The next movie is inevitably going to happen.
I hope not. I
cloning.
Really, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's an entire character who is a
cloned.
Clone.
Yeah.
Like, and they talk about it a little bit, how just, like, we're so, you know, advanced with technology that we can bring back alien DNA. Not alien DNA, sorry. That's the next movie.
Yeah.
Dinosaur DNA and, like, reproduce it. And then, like, one of the main character guys, the old guy who dies... I forget his name.
The farmer from Babe.
He's apparently this old guy who like opened the park with the first guy, even though
we never
saw him.
You know,
before.
It's they couldn't get the old guy from the first one, so they're like, this guy's just the same thing.
Same person.
All right.
And he was his partner. And his daughter died
in a car accident.
And so he cloned her with the same like technology that he used to clone dinosaurs.
And that's what caused them to break up as friends, him and the other
something
old
like
guy
that.
From the first Jurassic Park.
So now,
even
like,
though he had his cane that had the mosquito in
it,
whatever.
Amber cane. Yeah. So like I thought that this movie was at a point where it couldn't like actually make me dislike it anymore. I was just like, if everything goes the way I think it's going to go, and it did, I was just like, okay, that guy's gonna die. He's gonna get eaten by a dinosaur.
Yeah.
That dinosaur's gonna die. That dinosaur's gonna live. Blah blah blah. But then they brought in this, like, halfway through the movie. It wasn't even, like, a twist or a shock. It was just, like, he had no granddaughter. Like, his daughter never had anything. It's literally just her. And then, like, a dinosaur comes in and kills everybody. And I'm just, like, so we can talk about that? Then they don't talk about it first in the movie.
So, real quick, the story is the volcano is going to erupt and kill whatever dinosaurs were left after the Jurassic World mishap.
Which is most of them.
And so
except for the water one, because they let it go because they're fucking idiots.
It's going to kill everyone. I'm never touching
any water.
Like, I'm never even like
going
up to
the
shore. Do you see what that thing does if you come like a sec, like just like a little? No.
Not at
fuck
all.
That. No, that thing terrifies me.
And the thing that I always love about like these Jurassic World movies is just like, oh, they can't get away. Literally, except for all the water dinosaurs and all the sky dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Every other dinosaur that lives on the island is like, okay, yeah, you can all die. But then literally every other dinosaur either land or
at the end of the first Jurassic Park
in the
helicopter.
They're all just
flying next to
it.
Like, just like, are we going to stop this?
Yeah,
or?
Exactly. And nothing happens. They're just like, yeah, let them go.
Yeah. Anyway, so the volcano is going to destroy all of them. And then this elderly man that clones his daughter asks Bryce Dallas Howard's character Claire to go and
save
the dinosaurs, go with his people and save the species, like a Noah's Ark kind of a thing,
like 13 species that they can pick DNA
and
blah, blah,
take
blah.
Them to this sanctuary island where they'll be
reproduced and
they'll be able to be free or whatever. And so she jumps at the chance. They ask her to bring in Chris Pratt's character in because he's the only one that can find Blue, right?
Yeah,
the remaining one raptor left.
And she's apparently the smartest one and
most
docile and easy to train.
Yeah, but the twist is that the caretaker for this elderly gentleman is a thieving, conniving businessman who's trying to sell off all these dinosaurs to the highest bidder, usually people that want them for weaponized purposes. And they don't know that. He just wants them to go over there because Claire can activate the tagging system of all the dinosaurs so they can find out where
Blue
is and get it. And they want Blue
the main dinosaurs.
Because Blue has the DNA, right? They want the Blue's DNA so they can splice it with the new prototype dinosaur they made, the Indoraptor, so that it's subservient to everyone. And that is their main goal.
That's their plan.
That's the evil guy's plan.
Evil plan. And we find out about it like a third of the way into the movie.
But here's what I don't understand. If they we just wanted her to activate the system in Jurassic World.
Yeah.
And they just wanted, oh, it's still the Departed.
Mm-hmm.
Shipping up the box. This is when Leonardo DiCaprio's in prison. If they wanted her to just do that and for Chris Pratt's character to find Blue, why don't you put a bullet in their heads as soon as it's done? Why? Do they, like, seriously, do you really want to be that villain that's just like, the volcano will get them?
Yeah, exactly.
They ruined your whole plan. Just shoot them in the head as soon as they're done with what they're doing, and you can go home and not worry about this. Anyway.
Nope.
Chris Pratt's character is definitely just along for the ride for this whole thing. He yeah. didn't want to come.
And he doesn't wanna, and like,
he doesn't show that he cares. No. Like, even when she's trying to guilt him by saying you raised Blue, yeah. like he was like, he I don't care. He was like, let her die.
Yeah. It's what's gonna happen. She was like, you're gonna let her die?
And he was like, yep.
Yep. Which is, again, the smart thing to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, a part of me also doesn't understand why he even went back.
Yeah.
He was just like, you have to be in this movie because you're Chris Pratt.
And
he
exactly.
was just like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, come on. Ah, come on. I turned into Ray Romano for a second.
No.
Oh, Deborah. Oh,
Deborah.
Come on.
Robert.
No.
Yeah. So these.
So that was the first. I mean, like, there was a major disappointment.
I was super not a fan of the sidekicks. The.
Oh, my God.
The.
Can we talk about them for a second?
Yeah,
though?
We can talk about them.
They. Annoyed the shit out of me.
What are their names?
Oh my God.
The characters.
Franklin Webb, played by Justice Smith, who was probably my least favorite character in the
entire
movie.
Well, yeah, he was the sissy guy, and I thought that we were over this.
He was so annoying. He wasn't even just like the sissy guy. He was like the nerdy, like, what's it
called? Archetype?
No, like, what's it called? When he's like sheltered from everything. He's an introvert. He's like,
yeah.
He doesn't know how to talk to people. He's just nerdy and he doesn't do active things. And yet he's going to a fucking island of dinosaurs. Like, why? First of all, why would you bring him along? And second of all, just his character annoyed me so much.
Well, what's her name too? I forget her name too.
Zia Rodriguez, Daniela Pineda.
Yeah, Zia.
She didn't annoy me as much.
They
she
both...
was like this spunky.
Well,
like...
that was the thing. She was too spunky for my taste, and yeah. he was too nerdy,
yeah.
like scared for my taste. And I was just like, oh, what do you? I have a feeling that they were trying to recapture some of the Jurassic Park magic, you know, like with the kids,
with the two kids,
or whatever. And
it didn't work.
And it did not
it didn't
did
work
not
all.
Work at all for me. I was just so rooting for them to get killed.
I know.
when what looked like that mini Spinosaurus was attacking them when they were in that bunker mm-hmm. and they were like using the ladder to escape, I was like, get him, eat him, eat the shit out of him. I hope he's dead. And he didn't die
no,
for
they
the whole
didn't
movie.
Die. No, they stayed
oh,
by
man.
The entire movie.
And she was just she just was so spunky that she would have like something spunky to say or something like
every second
for everything. Yeah. She's just like, you can't tell me what to do. She's like, yeah. I just asked you if you could please help this dinosaur. She's like, fuck you. Yeah. It's like, all right, relax. It's just you
well,
doing
I mean,
your job.
To be fair, not really to be fair, but I guess to, no, I don't really care.
Okay, good. So they.
She's not worth defending, to be honest.
This whole movie was very much. I don't know if it's the.
It was just like they're trying to milk so much out of this franchise.
Yeah,
it's
it did feel like that.
I understand like dinosaurs are fun and you can sell a lot of toys and shit, but like, at least put some effort into making cool.
But
movies.
here's the thing, when Jurassic Park came out in 90 whatever, dinosaurs didn't really have a you know a. Their time in the sun. They weren't given a movie like Jurassic Park before. You weren't scared of dinosaurs. You were just like, oh, I know of dinosaurs. And then you
they
saw
are real things.
You saw the T-Rex on screen. You were just like, oh, that's awesome. Yeah. But now they seem so outdated. Not to belabor the point that they're dinosaurs or whatever, but there's in 2018 to make a movie where the dinosaurs are the main thing,
yeah.
and it's
smarter
just
than all humans.
It's just like.
But I think that's
come on.
It's an interesting point to say, though, that they. I feel like yes, like dinosaurs were always like. They're dinosaurs. They're animals. They're dumb. Like you don't have to have feelings for them. They're not smarter than humans.
Mm-hmm.
Until like you know, Jurassic Park 3 came out, and you know, like an entire army was killed out like by like five raptors or whatever.
Yeah.
But what I think was interesting which doesn't really say much about this movie because not very many things were interesting in this movie, but was that they put in that whole like splicing and cloning and, you know, creating something new like aspect of it. Like this Endoraptor, it was like spliced from like six different dinosaurs they're putting together, and it's like they're making it like, you know, the ultimate hunter and stuff like that. So like, I think that's an interesting way to do it. Like, you had the Indominus Rex in the last one. It was just another amalgamation of different dinosaurs and put together, and it was this giant like super beast that nobody could kill except for, you know, a T-Rex, a raptor,
tag
and then,
team,
and then the Leviathan thing. I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah.
The Leopleurodon.
Charlie. Yeah.
So I think that making the Endoraptor was also kind of cool, but like, obviously they're not done. Like, there's going to be another movie where they're going to make like the Endoraptor 2
but
or
that's
whatever.
That's the thing. Like,
and like,
why?
You can't continue to do that. Like, that's, you can't just have the same idea and try to keep doing it and make it a good story.
But that's what I'm saying. Jurassic Park as a series is limited in what it can do. If the first one is the theme park goes wrong, that's why we have a movie. That's why we have a plot. That's what the plot is. These people trying to survive on an island.
Yeah.
What are you going to, where are you going to go from there? You can't have it happen again. Too bad. We released Jurassic World. It happened again.
Yeah.
Great. Fine.
You're
okay.
Recycling the same
You're
idea.
You're recycling
Something
the same
has,
idea.
Needs to change.
Except it's even more your fault because you engineered the problem.
Exactly.
And might I add that I hated that movie so much because the dinosaur could literally do whatever the plot wanted it to do. Yeah. It's just, all right, we've got a team of special ops people to here to kill it. What? It can camouflage. What? It can read minds. What? It knows.
it can fly.
It can fly. Ah. It just did everything it needed to all the time. And it's just, why would you ever make that? Do you really think that that thing's going to not kill everyone? Because it's kind of designed
dumb.
To do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you really designed it be like, I don't know. I give the first Jurassic World a little bit more slack for some reason. I actually liked it a little bit better than I liked the, obviously, I mean, I like that better than I liked this movie. Again, not saying much, but I thought it was not a great movie, but I thought it was a good movie in that it was action. It was a fun story. It was fun, like between Owen and Claire, like, you know, Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard's character, like that whole like budding love interest and stuff. I didn't really care too much for the two kids that were in the movie, but like everything else was kind of okay. This one had like only to me anyway, like one redeeming quality, and that was when everybody died. So that's literally like the only part of this movie that I was just like, cool, because the dinosaurs was fucking everything up.
Yeah.
And that's like the only thing I wanted to see in a dinosaur movie, and it only happened once. So
yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
Although I do have to admit, I didn't cry.
Oh, Jesus.
But I felt it when...
when the brontosaurus?
Yes! Oh, my God. That was so sad.
Oh, my God.
Even though it was a CGI
Are
animal.
You shitting me? I was... I was thinking of you for the first... for the first 20 minutes of the movie, and I was just like, this is gonna get him. Like, I was seriously thinking that you were gonna come back and be like, this movie was great. It showed a lot of what animal rights people go through, and like animals in general.
I mean, it kind of does, but they're fake animals.
Exactly. Like, Chris Pratt and Owen and Claire were both, or not Claire, but Owen was so for
letting them die.
All of them die.
And which they should have.
Yeah. And
literally just, they should have, because, you know, then they wouldn't have the entire movie. But
yeah.
It was all Bryce Dallas Howard's fault.
It just seemed so unnecessary.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing.
This entire
seemed
movie
so
was so
unnecessary.
Yes.
It was just too much to handle how unnecessary it was. And it was just watching this series of events that you wish was real. Just so at the beginning you could be like, hey guys, if you don't let them all die, I 100% assure you that something like a series of events are going to happen that you don't want to happen, and you can just let
something
them die. Nothing will come of this, and it'll be fine. You will live your lives, and you won't have to go through a nightmare of dinosaurs trying to kill you.
Because that's a literal nightmare.
But no. B.D. Wong's character. At the end of Jurassic World, he leaves with the samples, right? To make the dinosaurs
and
stuff.
They made him a lot worse in this movie. Like,
but
his character becomes, like, exponentially evil.
But here's what I didn't understand, and it was probably because I didn't watch Jurassic World since the first time I watched it, but I don't remember what his intentions were. He left with his research, and he kind of like twirled his mustache and was like, I'm going to see what I get up to in the sequel. Yeah. But in this movie, they were taking his research and making that new dinosaur, and he was just like, these creatures are not meant to be messed weapons with. And I was just like, wait, weren't you evil at the end of the last? Are you not evil anymore?
Well, no, happening? He was not evil in the first one. He's more evil in this one. That's what I thought. Because his whole purpose, even in the first three movies, we only saw him in like one or two.
We only saw him in the first one, if I remember correctly. I don't know.
But his whole purpose was, he was doing this literally just for science. He was just like, I want to be a part of the team that is literally able to bring back dinosaurs. Like, he is that person where he's just like, let's do this for science, you know. And then the famous line from Jeff Goldblum is, you know, like, you always thought if you could, but you never thought of, you know, if you should or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a huge paraphrase.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was the one that was just like, you know, we have the technology, let's do it. Let's, you know, extract DNA. Let's fill in where the DNA, where we don't have parts from like frogs and shit. And that's how they got, you know, the dinosaurs. And then in Jurassic World, the last one, he was doing more of that. He was just like, you know, meaning the bad guy from the first one, the guy I don't like, was like,
bad guy from the first one.
Yeah, what's his name? D'Onofrio or something?
Oh, Vince D'Onofrio. Yeah, I forgot he was in that. Don't worry, dinosaur ate him. He's dead.
I know, it's great. So he was like the evil guy telling B.D. Wong like what to do. Like, you're the scientist. I want you to build a dinosaur with this, 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 and this. And B.D. Wong was kind of just like, for science, let's do it. But then towards the end, he was also kind of just like, money, because money. But in this movie, he was just like, he's becoming more of like a mad scientist. He's just like, I need to push the envelope, you know, bringing back all these dinosaurs is great and nice, but like, we need to like make the ultimate predator. And that's why he wanted to make the Endoraptor, even though when they started selling the Endoraptor Mark I, he was just like, no, it's not a finished product, because he's so like about the science. He's just like, once I create this, it's going to be like, you know, my magnum opus. This is gonna be like the last thing I do, or like the best thing I do ever. So that's what I want to wait for.
But it's not good. It's not a good thing.
It's not. Oh, it's no.
A dinosaur.
It's absolutely
not
a good thing.
That can kill everything.
No.
Ugh. All right. So that was probably maybe my favorite scene in the movie, was the auction, just because of how cool
it was. A large part of the movie.
Yeah. Just because of how cool it looked. Yeah. I just enjoyed dinosaurs being wheeled out in a cage, and it's like, lot number 3, a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Yeah. Anybody want
any
this?
Bidder? 25 million? Yeah. Starting at 25 million?
Yeah. Yeah. And that was cool, I guess. But nothing ever. Like, all the cute stuff fell flat for me. All the funny, quote unquote funny. The only joke that got me was the one with Owen, where he was like, if I don't come back, remember, you're the one. I'm here because of you. Like, it's like your fault. And it kind of it's just because, like, it's kind of out of character. It sounded like Chris Pratt just being like, I don't want to be here. bye. I hope I don't come back. But he does. It was the cute moment, or, you know, the nice moment where the dinosaur breaks him out of prison when he just makes it headbutt everything. Mm-hmm. I guess that was for the kids. I don't know. Just everything in this movie.
Do for the kids.
Yeah.
Or just PG-13.
Like when that, remember when the Endoraptor was about to grab the little girl? Mm-hmm. I was just like, do it. Get her.
Do it.
It was Palpatine.
It was Palpatine. Do it. In dinosaur form.
Use your anger. Oh, man. Any other moments you want to talk about in this movie? What did you think of the conniving business guy that was the puppet master for this whole thing?
So I mean, I knew he was evil from the first time we saw him. I didn't like really fully understand his plan until obviously he told everyone, because that's what you do when you're evil.
Again, he had Owen and Claire in a cage, right?
Literally in a cage. And he even said, it's like, you know, for all intents and purposes, everybody thinks that
they're
died
on the island.
So literally shoot them. Bang, bang, right there.
Dude, bang, bang. Why? Bang, no, bang, bang, bang.
Because you have to, you know, just like, you know, Scott Evil, you have to put him in a place where they can easily escape.
And he, they both like hit him.
Yeah.
Like right in that moment. Like, if anything, that would give you the the balls to just be like, kill them. No one does that to me. Kill them. Nope. Just leave them alive for them to escape and ruin everything.
Literally everything.
Oh, man. Stupid, oh, man.
Stupid guys. I liked it when the leader of the army guys shot the Endoraptor in his cage and then went into the cage to see if he was really sleeping. That was just the stupidest moment ever, but I'm glad he died because I didn't like him
either. Yeah, that guy was a dick. Yeah. At first, I forgot about the teeth thing because they only showed that for like a second where he was pulling teeth out for a necklace, I guess. And then he shot it till it fell asleep. He tranked it. And I was like, what are you tricked doing? You. Yeah. The dinosaur is so smart. Yeah. It's so engineered to be so smart. It's just like, at this point, engineer it to have vocal cords and the ability pretty much to speak. Because
I mean, that's what they want. I feel like that's the next movie is going to be just like a human dinosaur.
I mark my words, we're not reviewing that movie. We're not watching Jurassic World.
We'll make it a twofer. Like, I'll watch World it more and tell you how terrible please it is. Do. And then you'll watch Rampage.
Oh, man. Rampage 2.
It'll be the same movie.
Those movies are both probably going to happen, you guys. What the fuck? What the fuck?
What's happening to America?
What the fuck?
Kids in cages.
Oh, man. I think their biggest problem, I mean, in this world, the Jurassic World, at like when the movie's over and everything, is that huge fucking beast in the ocean.
Yeah.
That's their biggest problem. That's
fucking terrifying.
It's the scariest thing I can think of. They have to like nuke that shit or
something.
There's no way.
There's no way you can like fish it out of the ocean. You're legitly going to have to like torpedo it 1,500 times.
First of all, that thing ruined the ecosystem in the ocean because it's swallowing whales left and right. Like it's just like
whales, sharks,
whatever.
Every endangered species.
Yeah.
Done.
It's just going to eat boats. Like, yeah. It doesn't even care.
It's larger than a boat. Yeah, it could totally rip through one.
No. If I was one of those surfers, I'd kill myself before it killed me. Any way I could. Just like grab that little cord that the surfboard stays on your foot with, like around strangle myself with that, or like grab the fin and like in the jugular. No way. Fuck that. That thing is terrifying. You should have made the movie on that thing. Don't make the Meg with Jason Statham and Rain. Make the movie on Jurassic World. Big ass shit in the sea. We need to kill it. Help.
Shut up, Meg.
That's what it should be called. Oh, man. So what are they going to do?
We don't know.
What is it? The third movie is living with dinosaurs? Flintstones?
That's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be a legit Jurassic World because you have what's her name? You have Blue looking over the hills of California.
All right, first of all. Like, what? All right, so when I was in California, I hiked in one of those, like, those little ridges that they have. And I was keeping my eye out for mountain lions the entire time. I was like,
nope,
you
say raptor.
It's not around here, but I don't fucking believe you.
They're everywhere.
Watch out, mountain lions. If there's a raptor up there, I don't care.
People are dead.
I don't care how nice it is with Chris Pratt. Yeah, it's going to murder people. Yeah. And someone's going to kill that thing.
Yeah.
And
it's going to die in seconds.
You know what
As people see that there's a raptor out there, or any dinosaurs in general, they're going to get shot the fuck out of the
That's what
sky.
I'm saying. Like, I just don't understand how... This is going to. And how like, could they
she
could make?
She can't breed. There's no way this is gonna make. She's any, gonna unless. Gonna, yeah, no. She's gonna be able to like breed asexually somehow.
But
because of stupid.
But what I'm saying is how do you? What's the movie gonna be about? What's it gonna be about? Is it gonna be like the only problem or like plot I can think of is the government wants to kill all the dinosaurs because they are a danger to people.
Yeah.
In which case, what are the heroes of the movie going to do? Fight the government?
Yeah, they can't
get
be heroes.
The dinosaurs to go to somewhere else, to a sanctuary. I mean, not for nothing, the decision at the end of the movie where the convenient poison gas was going to kill all the dinosaurs, the adult said, let them die this time. And the kid pressed the button to let them out.
Because they're just like me.
But they're not.
Because they're clones.
But they're not.
But they can like kill hundreds of people.
Exactly.
If
you
they
can't.
Wanted to.
You can't, little girl. Let's throw you in clone. There too. You're just a clone, and then just throw her in there, and then
let her ride on the back
die.
Of one of those.
No clones here. We just hate clones. Oh man.
So yeah, they have literal dinosaurs on land. They have this giant Leviathan Leoplerodon in the sea. And they have a bunch of pterodactyls.
Pterodactyls like to pick people up and just drop them.
Like,
And the fucking T-Rex and
fucking die.
And the
it's free. The T-Rex is it's gone. It literally walked off.
Yeah.
It screamed its whole like scream.
Oh man, that was
that they another, milked a couple
that
times.
That was another thing.
And then it just ran off into the woods.
First of all, you had it referenced by nerdy guy.
Yeah.
He every 10 seconds when they were on the island, he would say, "Is it the T-Rex? Is it the T-Rex?" We get the T-Rex moment we saw in the trailer where he saves them from another dinosaur and then just walks off.
Pretty much.
Because that's what T-Rexes do. Well, they fight crime or something. And
yeah, put a siren on him.
Yeah.
He becomes the LAPD.
He just comes and saves you from other beasts and then walks away. And he
I
did
mean,
that.
That would be pretty cool.
He did that. If that's all the T-Rex did, make a movie on that.
Well, I mean,
crime fighting T-Rex. Banks being robbed.
According to scientists. Is that what that's what he sounds like?
Yeah.
So according to scientists,
they didn't roar.
T-Rexes, well, no
dinosaurs roared.
They looked more like chickens anyway. But like these are like whatever dinosaurs. They explained it in the first movie that they made them look more like whatever. So
yes.
T-Rexes are scavengers. They wouldn't actually fight for food. They would wait until carcasses are dead and they would eat the
flesh. Those big arms for nothing, huh?
Yep.
Tiny arms. Yeah, that bugged me. That's why they used other DNA, just to make the dinosaurs look the way people wanted God damn it. First of all,
justice for the Archaeopteryx. Bring that back.
First of all, the only reason people think dinosaurs look the way they do, other than
because
you know,
movies,
is because of Jurassic Park. So unless you're referencing the movie in the movie, don't do that.
Pretty meta.
Don't do that shit. Just be like, people watch Jurassic Park and they just all think they look like lizards, so we made them look like lizards. Like, no,
you can't justify it after the fact.
Even if you took me to Jurassic World and if it was a real place and you took me there, I would be the douchebag.
If you ever got me there, because that place would I just would never go there.
I'd go there for a day. I'd take the day pass.
That would be the day that everything goes wrong.
Probably. But I would prepare for it. Don't ask me
how. I was going to say.
What's your
plan?
It's just that I would be the guy that's just like, they didn't really look like that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't roar. Why am I here? It sucks. I hate this.
I hate this.
You guys played God for no reason. This amusement park is dangerous and inaccurate, and I don't like it.
Oh, no one said it was a museum.
Oh, Jesus. All this movie made me want to do is put a museum in my house. I thought that was a pretty cool setup.
Was pretty nice.
He had like those little exhibits.
Yeah.
And then he had the bones
all
set up.
Too.
Yeah.
It was really
I was like,
nice.
Yeah, I want some of that in my home.
Definitely very pretty.
What did you think about the Endoraptor?
Stupid name.
Yeah.
Make
the dinosaur look different.
It was literally
crazier.
Just an endo, what was it called? Indominus Rex, but mini.
It was literally
like Apple was just like Endoraptor Mini.
Yeah.
And like Nano. The next movie. They just like shrunk it down a little bit.
Yeah. And made
it
more efficient.
Literally just as terrifying. Like it still had like the same like teeth layout. It was still like, it had like, it was funny. It looked like it had like a.
It had like
arms.
People arms.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like scaly.
But with like super giant claws.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it did that whole raptor thing where it would tap its nail on the floor.
Yeah.
Which was kind of like, I think they were trying to make us scared of that sound, but it just annoyed the shit.
Yeah, I was just like, I can't hear them. What are they saying? It's like, stop it, Endoraptor.
But that whole like chase scene at the end when it gets loose and it follows them into the exhibits and like he turns all the lights off and everything. Suspenseful, I guess. But not enough that I knew obviously none of them were gonna die.
Yeah.
So I was just like, there's no risk.
Yeah.
Like just fight the fucking Endoraptor.
Yeah.
But then Bryce Dallas Howard's character got that claw in the leg, and it was funny. You know it's a bad movie when the first thing I thought of was just like, ooh, it's gonna get infected.
Yeah.
I wasn't even just like, oh my god, that's painful. No, it's like
that
ooh,
dirty
like,
raptor.
Ooh,
so, ooh, cover that up. Cover that up.
Get some Neosporin on that.
Some Neosporin on it and bandage. Yeah.
But then she does the whole thing with the gun.
The gun.
Which was, I feel like, how do they program that? That you can look at a laser and then do an audio cue and it attacks what it sees.
I don't know. Does it work if you just pointed at nothing?
That's what I was gonna say. Pointed at the fucking floor.
Why'd you have to point it at Owen,
Pratt,
who dodge rolled at least 7 times in this movie?
All successfully, but it should not have happened. It should not have worked.
Did you see that one where he escaped the T-Rex?
Yeah.
When they were trying to get blood from him?
Totally wouldn't have.
I felt like this movie was just a series of a bunch of little dinosaur almost gotcha moments, and it just didn't work. It just didn't work.
But it didn't work because we already knew the main characters were never going to get
Yeah.
All the bad guys.
Like, wow, you really think Chris Pratt's going to end? It's going to end for Chris. The T-Rex got him while they were trying to get blood, and that's what happened.
And that's what he dies halfway through the movie?
I'm sure.
So all the bad guys got what they deserved.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little bit less so. But they got like destroyed and ripped up by dinosaurs, which we knew was going to happen. And all the good guys didn't. And like, it's so predictable at this point. Like I said, like I did the entire movie in my head while I was sitting there watching it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, there's no surprises. There's no suspense. Like the scariest quote unquote part of the movie was where the girl is like cowering in her bed and you just see like the claws reaching for her. And I was just like, they're not going to fucking kill a kid. Yeah. Like, that doesn't happen in any movie.
Yeah.
So I knew that there was going to be a part where Chris Pratt comes in with a gun. And then once he runs out of bullets, because of course he's going to run out of bullets, then Blue comes in and kind of like saves them.
They did the same thing.
But like, yeah, exactly. Like, Blue is like the Deus Ex Machina. Like, it always comes in at the last moment to save them.
Yeah.
And it ends up killing it at the end, which I thought was kind of cool. Like, the slow-mo tumble.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was just like, ugh. Yeah. Like, it was that point. It was just like, that's kind of cool, I guess. Like, that's how you're going to end it? Okay.
it's just, how do I put this movie?
It was just disappointing.
It was about a bunch of people I don't care about doing something that they don't care about and falling through this series of trying to stay alive because of doing the thing they didn't really care about and then having it end the same way the last movie did.
Yeah. Except now they're on like the mainland.
Yeah, which again just goes to how shitty or dumb humans are because they created
for
this.
Trying to do this again,
and it's just why?
Yeah,
who's approving this? Who is in charge?
It's also stupid too because even at the beginning, the government was just like, "Yeah, we're not going to do anything," but then like, you have to make sure no one else does anything too.
Yeah.
Because all these private companies are, of course, going to want a fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex on their side. Yeah. Like, what?
There would definitely be a summit, an international, like, UN meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were like, what are we going to do about this Jurassic Island? Did you see that big fucking water beast? It's still in there. And it's only kept there by this gate. And if it's open, I swear to God, that thing's going to kill surfers left and right. We got to, like, kill them.
It also survived for 3 years without eating anything, which
is weird. It's a huge animal. It probably has to eat millions of calories a day. It would be dead.
It should have been.
That's what I thought was happening in the beginning of it. I saw that they were going to get the sample for the Indominus Rex and then you see the shadow in the background of it swimming around. And I was like, how are you still alive? You were in a tank. Nothing
goes into that tank.
What were you doing?
There's no like fish.
Yeah.
It's not connected to the ocean.
How are you alive?
What is going in there?
How are you alive?
Unless it's just eating algae. But
no way.
That's not possible.
No fucking way.
You can't just eat plants for 3 years.
Nope. You need a whole continent full of algae.
It needed fucking great white sharks.
Yeah.
For 3 years?
Nope. I mean, it did eat. For some reason, it can jump out of the water and grab stuff, but I don't
know
what.
Pretty perfectly, actually.
Unless it's like it knows when the pterodactyls are flying by every day and like goes and grabs one. Even then, one pterodactyl a day does not feed
a
sea beast.
for three.
That's what it's called, the sea beast. That thing's scarier than anything I've ever seen in the sea, or like fictional, scarier than the Kraken.
It's hard fucking core. Which I agree, it should have its own movie.
Yeah,
it would be
that's
awesome.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't want to think about it. It's scary. It's nighttime.
I'm not gonna go to sleep tonight.
It's gonna get me.
All
right. Anything else we need to talk about?
We probably jumped a bunch of stuff, but
nothing
really is important about
it. The whole revealing the girl's a clone thing,
was even glossed over real quick.
Yeah, the grandpa was sleeping, and then. There was a moment before where she asked him, did I look like my mother? And he's like, yes, you look exactly like her. And then like she goes to grab a picture while he's sleeping and he wakes up. And I was expecting it to connect to like one of the previous movies yeah, because they were going to, you know, try and revitalize this movie however they could. Yeah. But it was just like another new character that we never met. And a clone of that character who, whatever. Oh, this is exhausting.
Well, it's good that we're done with it. Did you stay for the post-credit scene?
There was a post-credit scene?
There was a post-credit scene.
Wait, let me guess. I got this.
Guess. Go for it.
Does the T-Rex stand up on a mountain while there's a sunset in the background and it goes, and then you hear it. No?
No.
One more guess.
Okay.
BD Wong's character is like, I finally did it. And then they turn around and they just see a clone of the old guy from the first one. Just stumbles out.
Where am I?
Naked.
Oh.
Because he's freshly cloned.
It's drafty in here.
He's just like, dan. And then he goes, ah. And then he goes, dan, 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 dan. Is that what happened?
No.
All right, what happened?
Okay, so literally, like, this is it. You see a pan over of Las Vegas, and it stops where the fake Eiffel Tower is.
Mm-hmm.
And then two pterodactyls land on it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
Las Vegas.
Jurassic World, Las Vegas. Can't wait for that movie.
I can wait
and I will never watch it. Jesus.
So yeah, but like literally, so the last 5 minutes of the movie before they go to credits is the Leoplerodon like in the water, in the shores next to surfers, which is fucking
it's a
huge
terrifying. Wave and it's just there hanging out with surfers.
And Blue, like running through a canyon or whatever, looking over a town
and he goes, in California. Honk.
And like literally that town is dead. Like he's gonna kill everyone in that town.
Yeah.
And that's like the last, and then you have like some voiceover with Jeff Goldblum about just
they started and ended the movie with his court testimonial. Man.
And he's just like, you know, welcome. This is gonna be like if you know a Jurassic World
if
like this
dinosaurs
this world belonged to them
come to us then we have a Jurassic World. I don't know why he does that.
He didn't do that much in this one.
That's how he speaks. That's how Jeff Goldblum just speaks. He's always just like dinosaurs Jurassic World. This is an act of God.
That was
volcano.
That was much more the game maker whatever in Thor Ragnarok than it was him in this movie. I think
I can't discern Jeff Goldblum's roles. I feel like he's the same. Like it's one of the times where I don't mind where an actor is just an
the
actor
same role.
Like Jennifer Aniston is Jennifer Aniston in everything and it's annoying to watch, but if Jeff Goldblum's in a movie you're just like, oh, he's gonna be Jeff Goldblum, yay.
I can't wait.
And he's just like, oh, it's Jeff Goldblum as an alien, whatever, it's gonna be
I'll take
it's gonna be like, I'm an alien and
no
dinosaurs.
Accent, no change. All right.
All
he's
right.
Like the Will Shatner.
Yeah. Oh man.
Okay. How many terrifying Leoplerodons do you give this movie out of 10?
I give this movie 4 terrifying Leoplerodons out of 10. It was not entertaining. It was a chore to watch. It was just annoying. It was nothing. It was nothing I cared about. Fine. There. That's. I don't think anyone cares about dinosaurs so much anymore. I feel like this franchise.
And even if you do, it's not like they're showing. It's not like this is educational.
It's not.
It's not like they're just like, this is a Archaeopteryx and this is what it looks like and now it's real. Like, no, it's just like dinosaurs.
My advice to Universal, that's who owns this, right?
Sure,
whoever owns this, my advice is
wait
20 years and in 2038, remake the first one. That's it.
And then stop.
And then stop.
And
don't
then
make a sequel.
Stop.
This movie only works if you have the premise of amusement park with dinosaurs goes wrong, people you were introduced and now care about have to survive, and that's it. Don't introduce the dinosaurs to California. Don't have someone return to the island for a kid. Don't reopen the park. just do the one movie and move on. And that's it. That's
end, all. End with the park being nuked or something.
Yeah, like definitely have them have a solution for the problem they created.
You know what? They should put like one of those explodey chips in the neck of every dinosaur.
Yeah. Or maybe the cloning wasn't thought out well or something and they expire after a few
years. Not that they can live on nothing for 3 years.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's a huge plot hole.
Come on. That thing needs food, a lot of it, to survive for a day. Oh, man. How many terrible mistakes made by humans do you give this out of 10?
You mean besides all of them?
Yeah.
It would be easier for me to say what we did right.
Oh, okay.
But if for the sake of this movie, I'm going to say I'm also probably going to give this a 4 terrible human mistakes out of 10, because there was very little to redeem the movie. Like, it literally was events that you knew were going to happen that shouldn't have happening for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, there were like a few little cute moments, like little quips that kind of were just like, heh, okay, but it didn't redeem anything.
Yeah.
And you knew exactly what was going to happen. You knew who was going to die and you knew how. And I was just like, it was just not entertaining. It was the only part that was entertaining to me was like at the very end. And then everything else was just like, okay.
It's like, can we get there already?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even in the trailers and stuff, I thought there was going to be more. Like when you saw the girl in her bed, I thought that was going to be like Jurassic Park 2 style, where it's like in the city.
Right. I got the same vibe. I thought this dinosaur was going to be all up in this town or city, and it's terrorizing people and they need to stop it. And it's just so cunning and so
smart
that it can't be stopped. Yeah. But it was just in the last 20 minutes or whatever. Yeah, it got out of the cage and
in just one mansion.
Yeah.
I mean, albeit the mansion was gigantic.
It was.
But it was like it was happening and then it ended and I was just like, "Oh, that's it?"
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that scene of them like when it was running through the house and then the fight scene with Blue and like even when it got out of the cage and then when it finally died. Like that part of the movie was probably the best part of the movie for me. Yeah. But it wasn't even like good. It was just like it happened.
Yeah.
It was like, okay.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to describe this movie. It just happened.
It happened. This and movie happened. It. Unfortunately, it happened.
It just happened.
And let it go.
Yep. Well then, that was Jurassic World.
Sorry to put a damper on stuff.
It wasn't our fault. They made the movie, not us.
That's true. You're right.
If you enjoyed this movie and want to talk about it,
let us know why.
Please let us know. We'd like to know what some people thought were good qualities of this movie. Maybe we totally didn't give it a chance in your opinion and didn't talk about the one thing that we're both ignoring or something.
Or maybe forgot about.
Yeah. Imagine there was this one like dialogue in the beginning. It's like, oh wow, that makes everything tie together. I doubt it. Oh man. If you want to contact us, you can find us on Gmail at relativelysubjective@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube,
Instagram.
I'm doing this as Jeff Goldblum. and on Twitter as RelSubPod. Those are all of our. Again, if you find our addresses, send us the stuff.
We're not going to tell you. Think.
Yeah.
If you have lots to tell us, email us. Otherwise, if you have 240 or less characters, tweet us. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you like what we're talking about. If you don't like us personally, go fuck yourself.
If you don't like our voices, we can change them for you.
We'll do characters. How about we can try doing a character from the movie that we're reviewing?
Oh, we should try and do an impression of someone from the movie every episode. That'll be fun.
Let us know what you think about that.
Yeah. Otherwise, if we can't do it, we'll just do Jeff Goldblum.
The best one would be Jeff Goldblum versus William Shatner.
Oh my God.
Who's who? Oh God, I gotta look up William Shatner now.
All right.
Anyway, so we'll do that for next time.
Next movie is gonna be another blockbuster, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
What's coming out?
I don't remember. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Is that the next week? That's the movie coming out?
Possibly. I don't ever check before I ask the question. So
you don't. Which is not okay.
I like to surprise David. I like to keep him on his toes.
I am online, so I should know.
You
this.
Have the power.
Yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, is that coming out next week? July 6th. That's not next week.
There might not be anything for next week.
Sicario is coming out next week, but I mean, I'm gonna go see it, but I don't know. Maybe we should just do a topic next week. How about that?
I agree.
All right, let's do a topic, and we'll figure that out later. And
we'll
not
let
on
you
the
know
air.
What it is.
We'll let you know what it is, and then you guys tune in, and you'll be like, "What is it?" And then you'll know.
Yep.
All right. Until next time, I've been George.
I have been David.
And we will see you.
Whenever.
May all your kingdoms be fallen Jurassic worlds. Right? Jurassic
world, fallen kingdoms. Fallen.
Yeah, I got
may
it.
May all your fallen kingdoms.
May all your kingdoms be fallen Jurassic worlds. Yeah.
May all your world kingdoms be Jurassically fallen.
May all your worlds be Jurassic kingdoms
that fall.
Like the one we watched. All right. Bye, guys. Bye.
See you later.